If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. You're listening to us on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.org.
It's an organization?
There's two. There's a .com and a .org.
All right, well, we're on both.
Yeah.
Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And for the third week in a row, Bronx Johnny isn't here.
Oh, so I'm not even in the studio then? That's how we're getting down?
You posted bail?
Bronx Johnny isn't here again.
Yeah.
You're not even looking at me.
This is so unprofessional.
That's what that is.
That he doesn't want to hang out with us anymore, I guess, or he's in prison.
Yeah, that's man.
Maybe he's been hanging out with Rob Ford for the last few weeks.
That would be awesome. I'd be dead in 2 days. But
John, you'd like to hang out with Rob Ford?
Why wouldn't you? Fucking Tim Hortons and shit, maple fucking whiskey and all that shit he got up there?
Yeah, those things are in Canada. You're
right. Trailer Park fucking boys and all that. He's been hanging out, just watching Trailer Park Boys. Like, I'm going to be Ricky today. He goes out and actually does a Ricky.
I bet Rob Ford watches Trailer Park Boys.
That's how he learned how to be who the fuck he is. Probably got piss jugs and shit in the limo.
He's kind of a big, fat, what's his name? I am the liquor. Leahy. He's a big fat Leahy. He's fucking
is it Leahy?
He's Leahy and Randy's jail baby.
God bless you, Tom.
If Leahy smoked crack
and talked about eating pussy constantly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, big man.
Rob, I mean, I don't know anything about Toronto or Canada really in general.
They got the Blue Jays. That's about it. And the Argonauts. That's what you call them?
Argonauts, yeah. CFL, baby. Great Cup, what's up?
What the fuck is that?
Canadian Football League. Great Cup's their Super Bowl.
Shout out to Warren Moon, he came out of there.
Yeah. I think it's Argonauts Rough Riders in the Great Cup. I'm not sure.
They had good albums out there.
No, that's Rough Riders, the football team.
Oh, all
right. Not DMX. Oh. So, John, you're back. You took a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah.
You left me and Chris high and dry.
Exactly.
Made us feel like dicks.
That's why we got those Doom buggies on the fucking Amazon wish list.
No, shit.
Yeah, you know what we did to yours? Drove it right into the river.
Oh, word. You couldn't just.
I'm not even
going to
tell you which
stuff.
Of the two rivers it's in because I don't want you trying to find it.
I probably wouldn't track it anyway.
Do you know that we have an Amazon wish list now?
Yeah, I was here for that.
No, but Chris actually made the wish list. It's up on Amazon. You weren't here for that. We were just talking about it.
Oh, what?
Chris, bring it up. Show all Johnny right. What we got on there. Because now I feel like I have to catch Johnny up on everything that's been going on for the last 2 weeks.
Because really
Johnny is too good to come to the show every week.
Is that what that was? We're going to just leave it at that? Because
I don't know.
Bing Crosby.
Smoking that rock, right? You and Rob Ford.
Jesus Christ.
I'm the best time of your life. You think I don't want to smoke crack with you guys? You think I don't want
to
do that?
Do you have, like, the fucking passport to get across the border and
shit? Yeah, son, I got a passport.
I can sneak you through. That's how
no,
I get
you don't
it.
Have to. I can just go over the border with the passport.
Put the Canadian leaf fucking scarf on you, say you John Candy from that movie and shit.
Yeah, look, I'm back from the dead. Get it?
Like, John Candy never died. They don't even know John Candy died and shit. They don't keep up with
no,
our
no,
shit.
They do know John Candy
I
died.
I doubt it.
They're a civilized, Jesus. Civilized country. Yeah, I'm good at talking stuff.
Fuck yeah.
So here's our gift list.
All right.
That nobody has bought any, you know, it's
not
the
a damn
season.
Thing.
No one's bought anything yet?
Nobody.
Crazy. No one's bought anything off of this our Amazon gift list.
No, not even any dildos.
Why would we put dildos on the list?
How much are those dildos, Chris?
I mean, they're $80.
Damn. Not even an $80 black dildo?
Not a single, not even any
what
of these fucking deer antler extract pills.
What the hell is wrong cool. with our
are,
listeners?
How much are those?
They're not much. They're like $17.
That's not
how
bad,
else
son.
Are we going to get swole as fuck?
Hell yeah, son.
Pissed.
You want that goon podcast to pop off. Get
listen,
some of the
Thanksgiving
pills.
Is coming up. Nobody bought us a turducken yet.
I wouldn't eat that, though. What?
What are we supposed to eat for Thanksgiving if the listeners don't buy it off our Amazon gift list?
It's like we're supposed to have our own money or something.
God knows I don't. Johnny, you believe this shit?
I'm very disappointed. You think, you know, with all the quality radio we give out for free, mind you.
For free.
We'd get something nice back in return.
And we've been doing these shows on a weekly basis for like 2 months now.
I'm
you
saying
think
hard
like,
work,
you think
son.
More like radio cuts us a check? No.
Nope. I haven't even got my invite for the Christmas party. I don't know they
me
have
neither.
A Christmas party.
There's a Christmas party?
They have it every year.
God damn it.
I'd like to be on a Christmas card one time. That'd be nice.
No Christmas party invite. Listeners hate our Amazon gift list.
I know. What are we supposed to do without these knives?
I don't know. Those are some nice knives. How much are the knives?
$16.
Come
that's
on,
a
folks.
Bargain.
$16.47.
They didn't even get me my book on how to grow mushrooms at home for health and profit.
I grew
it's only
$10. $16. That's all I'm asking for. We'll share the fucking knives. It's, you know.
We definitely each need one so we can sword fight.
Yeah, that works. Yo, word, you can have that on the podcast. A fucking
GoPro
sword
cameras.
Fight.
People say they want more content from us. How are we supposed to get more content without
how much,
GoPro
how much
cameras?
Is that GoPro for?
$400.
It's a fucking steal, people.
Listen, we get three GoPro
we
cameras.
Need three
we'll,
of
never,
them.
We'll never stop GoPro-ing.
Yo,
right?
I'll
that's
be Ustream GoPro-ing all day.
POV, son. All day, every day.
In HD.
Hell yeah, you guys be seeing a lot of me jerking my dick. I do that a lot of times.
All right, that's...
during the day.
You're not really selling it, but don't you know, maybe watch somebody it. Wants to see that.
Somebody might want to see that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm packing some heat.
Don't want to watch masturbate. Are you a cam girl now? Like, what the hell's going on here?
Shout out to the cam girls.
No net guns have been bought. I mean, those are
how much does a net gun go?
$749.
Jesus
oh
Christ.
Oh my God.
It's really expensive.
We can't even get one. Expensive.
Uber lube. We didn't get any Uber lube.
I wouldn't.
It's luxury lubricant, Johnny.
It's,
look, we get that net gun. I'm going down to Times Square and I'm going to catch me an Omo. Guys, and the suit's probably illegal anyway, so I'm not going to tell him to get in trouble.
Fuck.
I don't know, man.
Come back to the show for what? For no gifts? What is this shit?
Maybe you were right, Johnny. Maybe we should all just go on a crack bender.
Let's just go to Canada, son. It's simple out there.
Yo, Rob Ford just loves smoking crack so much. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'll tell you, I don't know. It's not like we don't know if Toronto's being run badly. Like, I don't know if he's doing a bad job at running the
city.
I
have no idea.
I would like to.
I heard his approval rating went up.
Of course it would. You're getting your fucking city out there. As a mayor, you want people to know, like, shit, I want to go to Toronto now. Because apparently you can smoke crack and not do time.
Sure.
That'd be nice.
They're very liberal there.
Very much so. Fucking pushing broads over.
Didn't he
badge.
Run on, like, a harsh on crime stance?
Probably.
I don't even know.
No one's going to run on an easy on crime stance.
I'm thinking in Toronto, you're
that's
just born into it. Or like, his cousin got
wait,
him
wait.
The job.
What about Bill de Blasio?
Oh,
now, he just talked about stop and frisk. Bill de Blasio
he loves crime.
Don't remind me, man.
He'll probably be the best mayor of the city's
shut
ever seen.
Shut up, man.
He's certainly the tallest.
Oh, yeah, he's gigantic.
Can we just say, what's that? He just won because he has a black family.
He won because someone from the MTA was fucking running against him. That's why.
Yeah,
you think anyone in New York City is happy with the MTA?
A kitten murderer that used to run the MTA.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guy wanted to kill kittens.
Got a gay wife, too, though. Yeah, he wrapped those votes up. I'm shocked Christine Quinn ain't run on a I'm a gay person shit.
Yeah, she went nowhere.
Well, she did not. Should have fucking Rob Ford that shit up, son.
Do you think she starts, Quinn she starts smoking crack?
Doing crack? Oh, she's got the size for it. Everybody loves a jolly fat person, though.
Smoking crack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That's weird, Johnny. It's weird that you would say that.
Well, actually, Johnny, now that you're back, we can talk about porn again.
That's fine.
Stanley doesn't like to talk about porn as much as you do. But you know about they're trying to make porn stars wear goggles if they're going to take cum on the face?
I have not heard this. It makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's their new thing that they're trying to pass on top
of them.
Wait,
for real?
Yeah, no, this is real.
Makes sense.
You haven't heard about this? They actually put out a PSA against it with James Dean and Jennifer Drake.
Oh, James Dean's so hot right now.
Well, James Dean chokes on a dental dam in it and almost dies.
Oh, my God.
That's the gag, because they're like making him use dental dams. First of all, nobody in real life has ever used dental dams, ever. But apparently...
can't say ever, but...
California feels that they could get rid of yet another... they get rid of another industry in their bankrupt-ass state that can't pay their bills.
They don't need the money, dog.
They do.
They don't at all.
They definitely need the money.
What is porn? Porn's a billion-dollar industry? Who needs $1 billion in this state?
I think the porn permits have gone down like 95% or something.
They're not issuing them. A lot of porn is leaving. I mean...
Exactly. Yeah. The porn industry is leaving the Valley. It's leaving Los Angeles.
It's moving to Europe. Like, we're just...
They're doing shit in New York, too, though. They got some studios popping up.
I think they'll move to other places in California, because this ordinance is only in, like, L.A. County, right?
No, I think it's most of L.A., actually. I know Silicon Valley got hit hard.
I'm kind of worried that porn's going to move to, like, Portland, where you can't fucking obstruct any free speech.
It's going to move to Miami. We all know it.
They got
it's
a lot of all that shit
the porn
right
industry
there.
Is just going to be in Miami now. It's already a bunch of fucking porn in Miami.
Like, hell yeah.
Brazzers or Reality Kings or
some Street
shit.
Latinas and shit.
H Street Latinas, Johnny knows.
Old school, son.
Bang Bus. Bang Bus was in Miami the entire time.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Huh.
Sunny weather and shit. Good for them.
I don't know. There's just something about porn being in California, man. It's classic.
Look, dude, we're getting older and things are bound to change.
Fuck yeah.
So if we don't get down to Miami soon and start some sort of porn-related business, because it's going to blow up there, Miami's gonna become the porn boom town.
Why don't we just start a goggle fetish website and then we'll be racking in that Cali dough?
I'm telling you, there's gonna be a fucking site for that shit. You watch. They just want to see jizz on the goggles and shit.
You can't possibly make much money taking pictures of jizz on goggles.
I'm gonna tell you right now, porn finds a way to make money off of anything, you know.
I don't know, dude.
There's fucking fetishes for everything. They got necrophilia.
Yeah, but no
porn,
one's paying to
shit.
Watch it.
That's a good point, too. Probably for the necrophilia sites and shit.
Like,
you
the
know,
biggest
so.
porn companies now is like RedTube or like the tube sites. They're bigger than Vivid or Wicked.
They make
girls,
a lot.
Though.
Yeah, companies that make, well, actually, Brazzers makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And they just make pretty much regular porn.
And Reality Kings, yo.
But you can make a lot of money with like fetish porn, anything that's niche, because you don't even find those niche videos on, like, you're not finding a lot of S&M videos that are full length videos. On the tube sites. I've looked.
Oh, man.
It's even hard to find a full-length Milk Nymphos video on there.
No, you can
they don't get updated enough, Johnny.
You need one? I got a DVD of that shit. I never gave that one away.
I haven't had a DVD player hooked
they
up
try to, make that
to
illegal,
my television
son.
In years.
They try to make that shit
what's
illegal.
Milk Nymphos again? Getting milk enemas and then...
Yeah, and squirting it out in somebody's mouth. They made it a fun... They tried to make it illegal because it was like, oh, you can catch all kinds of diseases and shit from that.
Yeah, it's shitty milk being blessed in your face.
But I don't think they always drink it. They like you know, squirgle it in their mouth and spit it out off camera or something. I don't know. Shout out to Annette Short. She was in one of those, and her career's over.
Why is her career over?
She's wearing a diaper now, son. She took too much up the ass.
That's
can't do it.
Depressing.
That's very sad.
Yeah. Oh, well. Too bad for her. There'll just be another
she
way
can
to
still
take
suck
her
a
place.
Dick. She could do, like, blowjob POV shit, you know.
That's
something,
good.
Man. She got to hold on to something, dog.
She can have a hedge train run on her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, while we're talking
done
about
that
porn,
a couple times.
Johnny, you heard about orgasm wars in Japan? That's the new porn shit.
I don't know what that is.
New hot porn shit.
See, I'm not up on my shit like that.
Well, it's actually a game show. Stanley, you know what this
what?
Is, right?
I heard vaguely about it. I heard like one episode was the point of the game was to jerk someone, make someone come against their will.
Well, no, it's a gay porn star sucking off a supposedly straight porn star, but he's still getting his dick sucked by a dude.
Wait. Who the gay dude is getting sucked off by the straight dude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, no, no. The straight dude's getting sucked off by a gay dude, and he's got to not come, and the gay dude's got to make him come.
Oh, that's a fucking sick game.
I haven't watched it to the end, but I have it queued up to about a minute before that.
All right, go ahead.
You want to watch this, Johnny?
Wait, there's video of it?
Yeah.
They blurred it out. It's Japan.
Oh, good.
Nothing to fear.
No, no, it's behind a box. You know, this is on network television in Japan.
Oh, they might not even be doing it then. Right?
I don't know what's real and what isn't on Japanese television.
Oh.
Look at him. He's trying to fight it.
I don't want to see. Come on. Don't look at the camera like that.
I like the shocked looks on the faces in the picture in picture.
It sounds like this shit Randy Marsh watches or something. Oh. Oh, no, dude, no.
So does that make him gay now?
Hell yeah, he just jizzing the dude's mouth. What does this expression mean? That means your man is gay, son.
Takuya grabs her some tissues, so that means...
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, dude. Wow. That, whoa.
And then
Japanese of him.
And the guy who was blowing him said, thank you, that was great.
That doesn't look mortified to me, son. Oh, my God. Nah, this can't be real.
Said a lot came out.
Can't be real. That dude looks like a mole. On the left, the straight dude, supposedly.
That was...
Damn, Japan, what are y'all doing?
Apparently in Japan, there's like a ridiculous, there's a population problem because the young people don't want to have sex.
They just want to get blowjobs?
The young people, like, they just...
Wait, what do you mean? They
absolutely? Literally just work. They work constantly. No one can meet anyone because, like, I guess...
Office sex.
Meeting like a mate, someone that you're going to marry. It's a ridiculously long process. And then there's all another subculture. Japanese people just stay in their house and just taken care of by their parents. There's
what
a word for it.
Sexually?
No, they just stay in their room and they never come out. And they just read manga or whatever and don't do anything. It's quite disturbing. Remember in the 80s when Japan was the shit?
That's kind of cool. Like, if you're a tourist, that means there's Mad Tang waiting for you over in Japan and shit.
Yeah, because you're not Japanese. You don't. No one has to fucking apply to the social norms.
What's that?
So you can just go tear it up in J-Town.
So that's called hikomori, is when people refuse to leave their house.
That's it.
Hikomori. I'm doing that now, son. I still live at home.
Yeah, but no, they refuse to leave the house.
To do anything?
Yeah, they seek extreme degrees of isolation and confinement.
What the fuck? Damn, son.
Yeah, I really just want to make an old boy reference, but I know you guys are going to yell at me that it's Korean.
Nah,
ain't it a Spike Lee joint? No? Huh? It's not a Spike Lee joint?
No.
That shit looks terrible.
Oh, it is, right?
God damn,
the old boy remake is Spike Lee, right?
Yeah. It's terrible, son.
I'm going to go see it, though. Spike Lee's the man.
I'll leave you with your thoughts.
You don't like Spike Lee?
He's starting to piss me off. Some of his older shit was better, but this new shit is
Clockers, that movie was the shit.
I'm not saying. I said his older work was good. Some of his newer shit, though, it's like,
Fear
all
of
right.
a Black Hat. Who didn't like that?
I didn't even know that.
That wasn't
was
Spike Lee.
Was it?
I was going to say. What? Was
black people in a movie, I just assumed. Jesus. It was the 90s.
Racist, dude.
It was the 90s. Racist. I thought he was the only black filmmaker in the 90s.
We got Madea doing a movie with Larry the Cable Guy. So you got that right. Fucking popping off. That's just going to make millions. It's going to make millions. That pisses me off.
There's going to be a race war in every theater in the
Not
South.
Not at all. They're all going to be fucking friends and shit.
Maybe this will finally end racism in
Probably.
America. What do you think,
fucking
Stanley?
Bastards.
I don't know how popular Larry the Cable Guy and Madea are anymore.
You think they're just trying to like hold on to their last scraps of fame? Is he going to be Larry the Cable Guy in the movie?
Probably. He had the hat and the fucking vest on, so I'm assuming, yeah. He's either that or Mater. That's all he really has going right now. Fucking banking up though. We'll never go broke. You got that Stone Cold money and shit. He's good.
Oh yeah, Larry the Cable Guy will never fucking be broke ever. Lord. Unless he has a terrible crack cocaine problem like Rob Ford.
Yo, he got that much money.
Rob Ford seems like he ain't broke, though. Like, he looks like he can afford all the crack he wants.
He's going to die happy, literally, like, in 2 or 3 days. He's going to be found dead somewhere.
No.
Just happy.
No.
He's not built for that lifestyle. You know that.
He's going to have a fucking reality show as soon as they finally figure out how to get him out of
it. They hooked it up already. Him and his brother are supposed to have a reality show together on fucking TV and shit.
Nice. Good for them.
Yeah, they're already getting a reality show. It's awesome.
Done off, son.
Well, his brother's a jackass, too, right? He was just screaming at people.
His brother's the straight-edge guy, no?
His brother was just screaming at people in, like, whatever, I guess the city council or whatever.
That doesn't sound like the Fords I know.
He was like, have you ever smoked weed? Have you smoked marijuana?
Loving it. God damn, son.
Chris, you hear about AMC who's going to, they're thinking about making a Preacher TV show?
Yeah, I actually did hear about that today.
The comic, right?
They got to get McConaughey to play Preacher, right?
I don't think McConaughey will agree to that.
Probably not.
It's an older character.
Michael
too,
Madsen,
right?
was back in the day when they said it was going to be HBO. They said Michael Madsen was
would work. But he's too old now.
Yeah, he's way too old.
I never got why fucking HBO didn't do the project though.
Who knows?
I remember the comics when I was a kid, but not much of it.
It's a pretty lofty goal, and you're talking about like 10, 15 years ago. There's not that many effects. It's a pretty expensive show
but
to do.
But it's kind of like a dark world. I remember that shit, right?
You're also going to get backlash from religious groups.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which is less likely to happen now.
I don't know about that. Especially on AMC. That's what I'm thinking AMC.
I feel like, all right, people don't care as much about the church and things like that. Like,
I don't know.
People had, 20 years ago, people had stronger ties to religion. In this country, especially.
Like, yeah, but you always got people who want to make a bitch fest and protest about shit. I can see them just ending up and being in talks and it never getting done.
Well, that's what's been happening for the last 20 years.
Yeah, but AMC, they got Mad Men's ending. They just lost fucking Breaking Bad. If they have the rights to a property, that's, you know, there's some hot shit in there.
I mean, trust me, I'd love to see it. I love that comic book. It's probably the best thing I've ever fucking comic book-wise. I really enjoyed it, but I doubt it's going to happen. There's been so many reports before of people wanting to.
Who would you cast as the preacher, though?
I don't know, dog.
Oh.
They probably get some unknown. I doubt they get someone, you know, actually.
They could just get what's his name from Justified. They just get that guy,
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah,
that dude.
Yeah, he actually wouldn't be a bad preacher.
I have never seen a single episode of Justified, but I don't know. It seemed like they were just doing Preacher from the commercials.
Yeah, but he didn't have like superpowers.
Yeah, but he's just shooting people. He's got a southern accent.
Mm.
So then any Western would be fucking Preacher to you then.
Every Western is Preacher.
Hell on Wheels and all that shit.
Oliphant was also in Deadwood, the best show ever.
Never got into it.
Fucking fantastic.
I got to check it out.
Never watched
Everybody
Deadwood.
Everybody says the shit is awesome.
Never
I gotta
watched
check it out.
Deadwood.
Never got into Rome either. Or Carnival, none of them shit.
I watched Carnival.
How was it?
Shit was dope.
The midget dude freaked me out. I don't know why.
Because you're anti-midget? You're anti-little person?
Oh, wait. Shockingly, John, did you know that's about a carnival?
Yeah, I figured that out. But still, like, he ran the shit, right?
Yeah.
The little midget dude was the boss, and, like, some dude had, like, godly power. It just freaked me out. Like, I can't watch this shit. It's just too trippy, son.
All right.
I don't get it, man. I don't think it's going to happen, dude. I'm telling you right now.
I don't think so either.
Nah, you got to chill out.
I think it'll happen because you got Walking Dead as a good lead-in for it. Two comic book things. You can do that.
Speaking of McConaughey, Chris, because you brought up that you think McConaughey should be the preacher. You told me you saw Dallas Buyers Club, right?
Yeah, that was great. Johnny,
I didn't get to fucking see it.
Yeah, Johnny got pretty pissed
it.
Before you came in today, right?
Yeah.
Me and Johnny are sitting down here, and I was like, "Yo, you gotta go see that AIDS movie."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What are you talking about, Dallas?" I was like, "Dallas Buyers Club." He's like, "Oh, thanks for ruining the movie."
I didn't know that.
I didn't know I had the
AIDS.
Spoiler alert.
I thought I know. I just thought like it was a movie about a shitty car salesman getting his life together, some shit like
was
that.
Was it a car salesman?
What?
I thought it was a car salesman.
What are you
in
talking
that.
About?
No.
Ah, fuck it then. Whatever. I'm not gonna see that movie now.
Are you thinking of Lincoln Lawyer?
Is that what it was?
That well, movie was came out 6 years ago. Spoiler alert.
Oh
that
shit!
That movie came out 6 years ago.
I saw that
ago.
Shit too. All right. No, I get. He does a lot of the same shit too, though. He don't really have range.
Oh, he does have range, though. Like this last year, he's made, like, a good movie.
Played a stripper, a dude with AIDS.
The fucking AIDS movie is mad good.
I want to see the AIDS movie.
I gotta check it out.
It's a great movie. Dallas Buyers Club, I recommend anybody watch that.
McConaughey was good in it.
He was great, and fucking Jared Leto is definitely getting a fucking Academy Award for playing a tranny in that movie.
You're saying he's going to win, not even get nominated. He's going to get.
I would say that he's going to win Best Supporting Actor for that.
Is he nominated?
Huh?
Did he get
nominations
nominated?
Aren't out yet.
It's mad early. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that now with a wild prediction.
You'll give him a fucking seal of approval. BK Chris, seal of approval.
Dude, I didn't know who it was.
Nice.
For the entire, I'm watching the movie for an hour. I look over my girl. I'm like, who the fuck is that dude?
I've masturbated twice to him already.
Yeah. I'm coming.
Damn, son.
Yeah, that movie's great. I definitely recommend anybody to go see that.
I checked that shit out. Mud was good, too.
Yeah, I saw Mud. It was fantastic. McConaughey is a really good actor.
Was he a kid fucking that one? Or?
No, he's not a pedophile.
The commercials made it
you
seem that way,
you know nothing
son.
About anything. You can't get any information out of a trailer, can you?
Not much of it, no. Unless it's robots
you
or
gotta,
some shit.
You gotta pay attention much. To things, Johnny. You gotta start paying attention to stuff.
He looked like a child molesting them fucking trailers. Though.
He's not molesting any kids.
All right. I'm just saying it looked that way.
There's children in the movie, so clearly they must be getting molested.
It's the guy said, yo, he's a bad dude. Why would you tell a kid that? And he lives like in the backwoods, right?
He's a bad dude.
Okay. I'm thinking child molester.
But it was good, though?
Book. Yeah, it was great.
I'm gonna check this out. It's on Netflix yet, or?
No, I saw a bootleg of it. Oh, look at you. A bootleg, huh, buddy? Huh?
I didn't know they still made those. You saw a cam copy?
No, it was like a DVD.
Blu-ray?
Blu-ray copy, nice. Yeah.
Oh, where'd you
get that? Life. They got them everywhere, son.
Don't worry about that shit, though.
You got to shoot me a link, though.
Let's go with that link, son.
Yeah. I need to get on that.
Yeah, McConaughey's back, and he's destroying everything in his wake.
Good man.
I want to see him get 4 Oscar nominations this year.
All for Best Actor?
Yeah. And he still loses.
To who?
I'm going to tell you right
Tony
now,
McGuire.
Man. And what? And what? And fucking Great Gatsby? Fuck that
yeah,
dude,
you're right.
Son.
Yeah.
That movie's shit.
You didn't like Gatsby?
I didn't even see it, son. I didn't read the book. The shit looked like shit. Why would you have Jay-Z on the soundtrack for a 1920s movie? Well, there were no black people in the house anyway.
That didn't even take me out of the goddamn
movie.
It
was movie. Too much. It's like, all right. Jay-Z's doing fucking period pieces and shit. It's like...
What's wrong with that?
Fuck that. That's retarded. Oh, man. You play beer pong, right, Chris?
I do occasionally play beer pong, but I never went to college like you did, so I didn't really play much.
I've seen people play. Never actually got into a game.
You never played beer pong?
Mm-mm.
Good thing, because that's how you get raped nowadays.
Apparently.
Oh, this story.
It's a good time, son.
So, there's this dude. Where is he? Florida?
Baltimore, apparently.
Baltimore?
Gaithersburg.
For the past 10 years or so,
he's just been bro raping.
Mm. He's been hitting up beer pong tournaments.
That's so stupid.
And frat parties. Picking up dudes at the parties. Like,
not even picking them up.
Apparently, straight frat boys picking them up, bring them back to his house, raping them, and taking pictures of them. Young college dudes. Supple young
Who's that?
Dudes. In college, there was a character called Old Man McGillicuddy.
I miss that dude.
Not
really.
Would pick up and rape young college co-eds, and this guy is literally doing that gimmick. When I read this, I just couldn't stop laughing, even though it was a 10-year-old serial rapist case. So goddamn funny.
They say that dudes don't come forward to.
Why would you, son? You know you're gonna get ridiculed even in a fucking station. Like, damn, son. Like, it's all right. You want a hot towel or something? I'm gonna call your mother.
And when they busted up this guy's house, they found like a bunch of pictures of dudes in various states of undress and unconsciousness.
You know, he's just like, come on, dude. You want to come back to my place? Play GTA 5 now that the beer pong tournament's over? Just slipping a thumb in.
You think he? You think he must have been mad nice at, like, beer pong, right? So that, like, he'd be like, yo, bro, I'm mad. Yeah, exactly.
So he would still let this creepy old guy fucking play beer pong with him.
Yeah. I think
I want to be partners with that dude.
I think if you're mad drunk and there's just, like, a dude who's mad nice at beer pong just tearing it up, I think that's how that's his in.
You would blow him?
No, I don't like beer pong. And I don't like blowing dudes.
I remember when an old black dude would hustle you in pool. Now they rape him doing some beer pong.
Yeah, now they rape beer pong players.
It's like, yo, you want to see this trick?
Getting that sweet white ass.
Oh, man. And then the dude is like, yo, you see them chicks? Nah, nah, we ain't about that right now. You want to play? You for real? Like, oh, damn, son.
His name is
ass.
Joey Poindexter.
Sure. Get the fuck out of here. What?
That's his name, Joey
That's
Poindexter.
My N-word. Sure it's not fucking old man McGillicuddy?
He looks
Might
like
be.
It.
Old man McGillicuddy.
Damn, that's a tough fucking mugshot, too.
I didn't know old man
like
McGillicuddy played beer pong.
I love young cock.
So any way you can get it, beer pong, if beer pong's how you do it?
Give me some dick.
And then the way this shit played out, you know the dudes are going to claim he ain't gay because he didn't take the dick, he gave it. It didn't say nothing about him getting no dick.
It's not gay if you're in a frat, right?
Hell no.
Oh.
Are you a legacy over there?
A jizz legacy. Oh. I'm a cumni. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Punny. Having a good time, Johnny? I swear to God.
You haven't done that voice in a long time.
It's
a bit Bane-ish.
Oh, Bane ripped me off.
Well, I mean, Bane was probably a young squire of yours at some point.
Somebody teaches some shit in that prison.
I turned him out. It was good times had by all.
Now, old man McGillicuddy, you're a power bottom though. You don't like fucking.
I'm a switch. Oh. Unfortunately, most of the men I fuck are passed out, so I have to do the fucking. Oh.
That doesn't wake them up.
Not with what I drug them with.
Do you and Joey Poindexter belong to like the same message board or anything?
Are you just Joey Poindexter? Is that your legal name?
We run train, but young buddy. Young dudes are on the agenda tonight. I guess old man McGillicuddy does sound like Bane.
A little bit.
Never realized that before. Probably because I haven't done the voice in years. That's a good one, Johnny. This story's great. And there's another story. Some kid in Florida, 17-year-old kid, shot his dad to death, shot him in the face with a shotgun. Because the kid, I guess, was talking about Megan Fox. And then the father said, you wouldn't know what to do with that.
I'd be pissed if somebody said that to me, because I would know what to do with Megan Fox.
I heard that shit when I was a kid.
It would be put it in once, come immediately. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, but I hope you're pregnant.
Hell yeah.
Don't get an abortion, please. I need to stay in your
money.
Life.
I need to make sure you talk to me for the next 20 years.
Please, don't get an abortion.
Technically, your kid is proof. That's it.
But that shit's hysterical. Because the father was correct. That kid, the 17-year-old boy would not know what to do with Megan Fox.
Yeah, but you know. You also said he wouldn't be able to shit out, though.
You also said he wouldn't be able to handle that.
Damn. Because he would. He's a fucking stud, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, he had that one kid, so he must have fucked at least once, whereas the 17-year-old probably had it.
Some 17-year-old Florida backwater douche.
Taught his son a hella aim, son, because he caught him. What was it?
So he killed his dad.
Yeah.
Because his dad said he couldn't fuck Megan Fox proper.
Yeah.
Took that shit to heart, son. He probably had it on fucking Facebook or something.
Like, I could see if Megan Fox was like, yo, if you kill your dad, I'll suck your cock.
Yeah.
And then he did it. I'd be like, all right, well, at least he got his dick sucked by Megan Fox.
Yeah.
But he got nothing out of this. She's definitely never going to fuck him now.
No.
He's going to get Joey Poindexter up in jail.
Well, not definitely, but probably will never fuck him. Probably won't.
Probably won't never meet.
So. I'd say it's like it's more than a 99% chance.
Hey, going out on a limb again?
Yeah.
That story just made me laugh, even though someone died.
Well, I mean, that guy probably didn't have a great life. I mean, if his son's the kind of guy who'll shoot him in the face with a shotgun.
The dad probably was a dick a little bit, too. That's, you know.
He was probably like, bruh, you don't know how to fuck a bitch. What's wrong with you?
He probably fucks the mom with the door open and looks back at his son like, yeah, this is how you do it, stud. Fucking creepy bastards over there, man.
Yo, I found a new way for you to make money, Chris. You're a businessman, no?
I am.
You're a small business owner.
I am.
I read this article about people are now just buying apartments in like popular destination cities, and they're just buying the apartments and renting them out for Airbnb.
Yeah, but I mean, you keep,
it do
seems
it,
like
dude.
A lot of work.
Let's do it.
What the fuck is that?
You have to clean other people's jizz out of the apartment all the time.
Wait, what's the Airbnb though?
Airbnb is a website where you can rent out your apartment if you're away to somebody who's coming into town.
Oh.
And they're supposed to clean up after themselves, but something tells me they don't.
It does. What is like they would?
I wouldn't.
No, oh, who the fuck would clean up? I actually thought about having a bachelor party at an Airbnb spot, but then we got a timeshare. It's better.
All right.
But nice. I'm saying, like, it's not like they're checking. You just fucking, they're not there. No, there's no supervision. It's just an apartment that you have the keys to.
I'm pretty sure they got, like, cameras and shit set up. Well, like, you can't just walk off with their shit.
You can, though. They have your information. Like, you can't completely destroy the place. They could sue you. But you could definitely get some fucking hookers in there and fucking, you know, dump booze all over them. Make them lick it off each other.
That sounds like a good time. I'm down with that.
You're going in there, you're cleaning fucking random people's jizz rags all the time. I don't want to do that shit.
Dumping booze all over fucking hookers, setting
exactly.
them on fire.
Like, you got to assume that somebody that's as much of a piece of shit as anyone in this room would be Airbnb from you.
Oh, yeah.
Although the users on Airbnb have ratings, so you could just not rent to a scumbag.
Yeah, but how many scumbags on there? It's not. It can't be just like a small minority on there.
I think it's people who are trying to save money mostly, or people who like a lot of people use it to go somewhere for like a few months.
Ah,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's like obsolete now anyway because you got Couchsurfer.com.
The fuck is that?
How is that different from Airbnb?
It's free.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're fucking just chilling on someone's couch. Not, you don't get your own room or your own apartment.
It's kind of whack.
True.
You're like really bumming out.
So
there.
It's totally different.
Why the fuck would I move
but
somewhere?
But it's still free. You could still go crash somewhere for free.
Yeah, but that's fucking creepy, son.
It is a little creepy.
It's mad creepy. You don't know who the fuck you're staying with. You wait. It is Otis to deal with.
I was talking to a guy who was doing it, and he had just broken up with his girl of like 7 years, so he only lets like cute young girls stay with him. He's like, yeah.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
I had six of them stay with me. I have fucked three of them.
Good for him.
Nice.
50-50. All right.
Yeah. That's fucking.
I'm digging that.
Congratulations to that dude.
So that sounds like a. So then you just set up some webcams. I think that's a more viable business than the Airbnb thing.
And do what?
You know, obviously
what?
Film the sex.
Yeah, that's illegal. You don't want to do that unless you get consent.
No, you just be like, here, just sign this before you leave. I just want your autograph.
Oh, God.
And then it's a release form.
No dudes need apply.
No, dude, everybody on couchsurfer.com has to have a picture, and you get to choose who can and can't stay with you.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's still kind of creepy. Like, you don't know these people for shit other than that site.
They have ratings. Other people rate them.
I don't give a fuck what the ratings are.
Didn't get raped. That's, like, one of the things you could click on.
Right,
he did fuck good. Him, though.
His jizz tasted like asparagus. Oof.
Boo.
One star.
Boo. Jizz. Boo. Oh, my God. I can't believe your boy is fucking raping people on the couch.
I did not say he was my boy, and I did not say he was raping people. You're getting yourself confused with your alter ego, Old Man McGillicuddy.
Old Man McGillicuddy's in the couch surfing game. Unfortunately,
like
I live in the woods behind a college. I don't own a couch. I have a lean-to. Oh. So old.
Like, do people with kids be on that shit too? Like,
no,
hell yeah.
Airbnb people do with kids, yeah.
That's fucking ugh.
Well, not couch surfer. The Airbnb is like the actual hotel room, but it's an apartment.
Yeah, Johnny. Jesus Christ, listen to what we're telling you.
Well, the article you sent me about that a while ago.
I don't send you anything. What?
All right, you old drunk. But the article you sent me a while ago said the guy made what, like $30,000 in a year?
Doing what?
The Airbnb. Like,
just renting shit out like that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But I don't think it would work in New York because the fucking mortgages are so high that I don't know if you can really make money.
Yeah, probably not.
You best.
Yeah, you can't do it in New York. You got to do it someplace else.
Like half the rent, maybe?
Like, I mean, it might work in Philly if you had people staying in Philly.
All right, we got to do this. We got to do it in Philly then.
All right, I got places we can crash.
I think maybe we should look a little.
No, we've already
made a couch.
Rents in Miami aren't that bad.
I've made the decision for us. We're gonna fucking start Airbnb in Philly.
But like, do people really want to go to Philly? Like,
oh yeah,
see the Liberty Bell and the Muta Museum, and that's it. Eat a cheesesteak. What the fuck else is there to do?
Wawa, motherfucker! You ever been to Wawa out there? Goddamn,
they had those in Jersey.
Phillies games, Eagles games. It's baller, dog. Come on, everybody loves Philly.
76ers.
Philly's back. 76ers.
Oh, yeah.
Things are looking up.
I don't know. You could probably end up on a fucking episode of It's Always Sunny. I think they really do film out there, too.
No, it's in L.A. It's on a fucking soundstage.
No.
Yeah.
You ruined the magic of the show for me. Thank you very much.
I went to Max Bar last time I was in Philly. It wasn't that good.
No?
It was just a fucking Philly's bar.
Ugh.
Was it cheap?
No, not really.
I thought all the fucking bars in Philly were cheap.
It wasn't that cheap compared to the other bars in Philly.
All right, no doubt.
Like, it was cheap compared to any bar around where we're sitting.
All right. I feel that.
Especially since you're fucking still only drinking beers that they only brew within a block and a half of where you're standing.
I like to drink, eat local. That's what I do.
Very good.
And it's not even just local in general. It's local to where I'm literally fucking am. Like, if I'm in Brooklyn, I'm only eating or drinking Brooklyn things. If I'm in Queens, only Queens and Brooklyn foods.
So you're eating a lot of rat burgers lately.
Yeah.
A lot of grilled squirrel. It's local.
They don't really do that, right?
Yeah, dude, they do.
Oh.
And because you didn't know that makes me feel bad.
I feel terrible now.
Well, I got something that'll make you feel bad.
Oh.
You like to play the lottery.
Love playing lottery.
$130 million winner, Brighton Beach.
Oh.
That is awesome. I love that.
Oh. We got to make friends with that guy because there's a massive coke party going on somewhere.
No, that dude is dead. I'm pretty sure that dude is dead. Whoever he owes money to or fucking owes for coming to this country, he's dead. They're going to let him cash that ticket. They ain't even get it out the fucking office.
Did the guy come forward yet?
Yeah, I think so.
God damn it.
Oh, right, already?
No, I think it just got sold at Brighton Beach. Oh, no, here you go. Here it is.
That's him?
Oh, that guy's not Russian. How's he in Brighton Beach?
Oh, what the fuck? Is he
owns a store. He owns that goddamn store. What is that?
Oh, it's just a customer. Yeah, that's just the guy who owns the store. Oh. This Arab gentleman runs a bodega. Sorry.
He's going to go home for a second.
Well, he's wearing quite a shiny coat. He looks like he might have wanted to come into some.
Looks like he might get shot in a fucking ice skating rink with that kind of coat on.
Oh, Johnny, stop.
I'm just saying, sir. That's a nice. It's a nice ass coat.
It's not that nice.
It's all right.
It's shiny.
You don't like shiny things?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that asshole.
Oh, this is another lotto
stud. That
story.
Dominican dude, that fucking lotto stud right there.
Yeah, he got rid of his wife immediately after winning $330
million.
Oh, no.
The best shit was, remember?
She didn't give her a half, though, probably.
I don't think he does because he wasn't actually married to her.
Yeah.
Just Dominican, like his partner.
Dominicano.
Nice. I would do that, too.
Nah, my man, when he won, was like, yo, yeah, fuck that. You could trade up, son. Just don't ever marry. That's the trick. But when he won, he was all like, I'm going to pay my fucking neighbor's rent and all this shit. He skipped out on the motherfucker.
Of course he did.
I'm not mad at him. Of course you got these deadbeats
on
here.
His family.
If I hit, no one sees me ever again.
No, I'm not going to lie. If I won,
getting a frantic phone call shortly after you hit that. Yo, I need these things. I need these items on this list.
I have a list for you.
As quickly
you can
as
literally
possible.
Charge me whatever you want.
Damn.
Because I ain't going to go to sleep for the next 2 months. Fucking show up to the goddamn giant check ceremony all whacked, just totally just fucking
Rob Ford it out.
Shades
and a hoodie. I would actually
pay Rob Ford to be my hype man at that event.
You probably could. You don't even have to
here
pay
I am,
the money.
Here I am with Rob Ford to accept my giant check. Rob Ford, please speak for me.
Fucking makes you a citizen, legal citizen of Canada and shit. You just live healthcare free and all
and
that.
And just fucking make it rain on him as he's taking the check.
Like, yo, just talk from the hip, Rob.
Got fucking,
let him know how happy I am.
Yeah, let him know, Rob.
Got fucking Toronto strippers and shit.
We're going to go get fucked up.
Going to eat mad pussy. Mad pussy.
I might let him eat some of the pussy I got at home.
Rock a goddamn Argonauts jersey with him. I'm a big Argonauts fan since back in the day. Right, Rob? Right? Just fucking sprinkle crack rock on him. Chappelle style.
Now, if I want to lie, I'd take care of y'all. I'll make sure y'all are taken care of properly.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, my people.
That'd be great.
Everybody gets taken care of when I win the lotto.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Fucking looking forward to Johnny winning the lottery.
Especially all the strippers at Sin City who are just trying to work their way through
college. I'm not going to Sin City no more. Fuck Sin City.
Are you stepping on up? Go to Scores once you win the lottery?
Hell yeah. No, I'm not going in now. And I barely make enough money. Fuck them. They got horrible service there.
What happened to you at the strip club?
No, you fucking go. You know, you go to the champagne. They're supposed to give you 5 dances and shit. You pay for the champagne room and shit, which is not cheap. About $150 on fucking fan appreciation night Tuesdays and shit last of the month.
Oh, so you're going on cheapskate day and you're wondering why the strippers are not treating you well.
Look, you stole $150 and you're getting fucking money in the fucking room. So you go, you pay for your dance. It's 3 dances.
And I fucking count songs. Suck your dick.
Well, that's Mr. Wedge's, and I'm Mr. Wedge. Shout out to the Wedge, RIP. They took all those clubs out. But, yeah, Sin City's a piece of shit. They rip you, and they think I can't tell the Chief fucking Keef song from other shit. I know what's popping, son. I'm not that fucking old. But, fuck them. And there you go.
All right. That was a great little rant on why you currently hate the strip club in the Bronx.
Ripping people off.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, the only thing weirder is that Chris told us that he didn't realize Anderson Cooper was gay.
He's lying.
I had no idea Anderson Cooper was gay. Until
how the fuck don't you know that?
I mean, he looks pretty gay, but I didn't know. I didn't
you
want to assume
you want to be that guy? There's obvious shit. If it walks like
I never saw him suck a dick.
Nobody ever really sees him do that.
Suck that dick.
You need proof for that. You put.
I never even seen him wear a pink shirt.
Send him to Japan. Send him to Japan. He can be on TV doing that shit. That'll be your proof.
That would be proof to me.
Substantial enough.
Oh my god.
You're like, you came a lot. Thank you.
Oh wow, that was a lot of jizz, Anderson. Thanks.
That chubby motherfucker.
Thanks, Anderson, for that cum.
He's mad polite about it.
I had no idea. I mean, it kind of looks like the Silver Surfer. I don't think the Silver Surfer was gay.
I did.
Silver Surfer was straight, wasn't it?
Man, he had a wife.
Yeah, he had a wife, yeah.
There you go. Nothing. Why would I think Anderson Cooper was gay?
Because there was nothing but people talking about him being gay for years.
He came out on TV, man. I'm pretty sure
he never came out
on
television.
On his show, I thought he came out. That's how he got the show. How'd he come out?
I don't think he did. Or did he? I don't know. But
so we're assuming Anderson Cooper's gay?
No, he's gay.
It's proven he's gay, so he had to fucking come out.
Well, it said in the paper today that he's gay.
Well, it's supposed to come out then.
Well, there you go. It came out on the paper. We just fucking told
you. But
the
it was an article about fucking Alec Baldwin saying gay slurs, and they were like, Anderson Cooper, who is gay, criticized Alec Baldwin for this. And I was like, wait a second. Anderson Cooper's gay? I had no idea.
What world are you living in?
One where I don't really care about sexual orientation. Wow. How about that?
Oh, good for you. You're better than everybody else.
Wow. Especially Alec Baldwin. That guy's just throwing around fucking calling people fag.
That's an angry man right there. He called his daughter a fucking little pig.
Yeah, that's not that big of a deal, though.
That dude's got anger issues, man.
Whatever. People get mad at their kids. Leave him alone.
It's no big deal. It's Alec Baldwin. He's the man.
He's kind of the man. His daughter's kind of hot, too.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, she is.
Is she?
Yeah. You ever see a picture of her?
Man. Sure.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter's a bad bitch, too, son.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter is common Canadian street trash.
Fuck yeah, but she's smoking hot,
that
though.
Bitch is bad.
This is Alec Baldwin's daughter.
That's a bad bitch, too.
No, good for her.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Legal, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Fuck Nicole Gretzky's daughter, Polina Gretzky.
Yeah, man.
Just... Oh. Trashy God slut.
Damn. I think we've already talked about
poor Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, could you imagine
having to deal with this as
they
call
your
daughter
the great one for another fucking reason and shit?
Yeah, she is. She's hot though, man.
She's fucking. Oh, and them titties is real. I'm pretty sure.
I don't care.
Oh no, maybe not. Damn.
Wayne Gretzky.
God damn, Wayne.
Well, he did give birth to. He did give his seed to make this hot daughter.
So. Yeah, Wayne Gretzky's great all around. Even his semen.
Good genetics. Really is. Good genetics for Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, I think she's engaged to a fucking golf or tennis guy or some shit.
Whatever.
She's gonna destroy.
She's just hard white trash. She just acts like a dirty skank, though.
Look at it. Wait. She's dressed as a cop. Go to that one. Yeah. Damn.
Picture of Wayne Gretzky looking quite upset.
How many times do you think he's come home and just heard her getting railed out and shit? That must be brutal.
She still lives with dad?
Probably, son.
No, I'm sure she pays for her to live
someplace. So you think he's never heard her getting railed out? She's had her own one?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Johnny. I don't fucking know, Johnny, okay?
That's rough, dude. Damn. She did the horse? Oh.
She's talking a koala there.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that nice, Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Not Johnny?
Yes, it is.
I don't know, dog. If you're listening to High Society Radio, our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We're on the More Like Radio Network.
Right now.
Right this second. And finally, Bronx Johnny's come back to the show after a long 2-week hiatus where he said, fuck you, Chris, and Fuck you, Pepper.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, you just been running around town.
Going to funerals, yeah, fun times.
Going to strip clubs, funerals. So how much was your bail this time, though?
Oh, yeah. Is that what you guys went with, a fucking I got arrested bit?
What bit? You murdered a prostitute, didn't jizz inside of her,
and how would I get caught? How would I get caught if I didn't jizz inside of her?
I don't know the details, Johnny.
What is this, a Matlock episode? I just fucking leave a fingerprint somewhere?
No, I prefer Columbo.
Well, like Columbo.
I don't know, Johnny. Oh. Is there something going on you want to tell us about, or you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. It was good seeing you, boys.
Well, oh, yeah, hot dogs.
That was nice. We went to Rudy's. Shout out to Rudy's with the pig outside.
Yeah, you can get drunk, but you can't come record a podcast.
Hey, I was in the vicinity. I didn't even know y'all was hanging and shit. I asked to chalk the shit. I mean, it was a Friday, and you just popped up out of nowhere.
What up, Johnny?
What do you mean, on Friday when our show airs?
Yeah, but not that early. I didn't know what y'all was doing. Were y'all sucking dicks or some
preparing
shit?
Preparing for the show. This live radio broadcast on More Like
Radio. We were
like
preparing
radio
for the show. We were trolling for dick in Times Square.
We were going to report it. The show gets super gay when you're not around. And it's already been pretty gay today.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we didn't do the beer pong in the back shit. Because they had, you know, in the garden they have beer pong, right?
Oh, yeah. Something would have happened. Joey Poindexter.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And his
He's
fucking,
like, yo, your boy's not doing
partner,
it right,
man,
you know? You guys like to play pong, too? Look at my dick. Look at it. Squeeze it.
Fucking putting balls in the cup and shit like, nah, that ain't the balls. This is supposed to be the
cup. Oh, yeah. Ball, I get it. Balls in the cup.
Oh, son.
Balls in my mouth, right? Right, guys?
There you go.
Fuck my mouth. Oh, fuck my mouth. Do it. Do it. Anyone up for a game of flip cup? Quarters?
Damn, son.
Want to tag team me? Anything? Nothing? Okay.
Hey, shit, man.
Bye. I don't know, man. Things just get crazy sometimes. Johnny, I'm glad you're back.
Yep. Missed you guys.
Missed you too, buddy. Missed you too. Right, Chris?
I didn't miss either of you pieces of shit.
You on both fucking shows. You didn't have to miss anybody other than me. Hey, you didn't return any calls. I sent you a couple calls.
What Never call? Returned. When did you call me?
Called you a couple times.
This is Johnny. I work for a living.
Because I don't,
know
I don't fucking work for a living, right?
Taking shots.
Oof.
Taking shots.
Oh, good.
I think the show is falling apart, to be totally honest. But I'm prepared to ride this down into a fucking gutter. I don't care
fucking
anymore.
Fucking Rob Ford can do it. Why can't we? Sir?
Right? Damn, man. We got to get up to Canada and try to party with Rob Ford. Like, yo, Rob, I got a GoPro camera and a big crack stem. What's good?
I'm tell you right now, that dude ain't about no bro rape.
Yeah, that was the other bit that we came up with while you were gone. We're going to get these GoPro cameras and just smoke bass at art museums.
I forgot we were going to do that.
How the fuck would that work, though?
How like wouldn't this. It work?
It's just POV type and kind of shit.
Yeah, but then we would look at art and describe what we were seeing high on crack. Like that's what the art cool. meant to us while we were on
this
crack.
This fucking art looks a lot like a fucking haze of crack smoke. I don't know what the artist is trying to say here. I guess fucking crack makes you nuts. Well, that's it for us. We are done. Bronx Johnny's back. Next week is Thanksgiving. Well, next week, actually, we'll be on Black Friday. Scary. Right? Scary. Oh, black people on Friday. Oh, wait, no.
That's not that one. No.
No, not that one.
I get things. I'm not very bright. I get things confused a lot of the time.
Maybe we'll get something nice from the listeners on Black Friday. Maybe that's what they want.
I think
for.
We're going to get a pile of dick in our mouth. That's what I think we're going to do.
A whole pile?
Yeah.
Oof. Got to split that amongst us.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is coming. I don't know. I have faith. We'll at least get.
Dude, did you not remember
dildos.
How we grew up? You should have lost faith a long
That's
time
true.
Ago
That's
on Christmas.
True.
Please, no one spend money on black dildos. There's other fucking shit on there.
Oh, I don't even know why we put that up.
Yeah, no, Chris
I would have made
that. I don't want a black dildo.
You got you going into some weird territory there, Chief.
What do you mean?
You what's got the funnier than a big black dildo? You got dicks on your phone. There's that enough?
There's nothing funnier than a big black dildo.
You're constantly trolling Craigslist to make people send you dick pics. This is getting weird.
You live in the bit. You don't live the bit.
I don't even feel comfortable doing this anymore. Even know if this is going to last till Black Friday. Look, all right, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
It's iSociety Radio. See you next week.